Erev Shabbos Chazon, interesting ha'ara to make, that there is a source of kinos in Tanakh. If you will, kina min ha'Torah minayim. Where do you have the concept of a kina? We're going to be sitting and learning and reciting Sefer Kinos together. Do you mind asking just a drop lower? Just a drop. Thank you. So where's the source? What's the source of Sefer Kinos? What's that source? So what's striking is the source of Kinos in Torah, the source for Kinos is a kina that's described, kina vav that we have in Devarim Beis. Vayikonein Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. Yirmiyahu lamented Yoshiyahu. It has nothing to do, that kina has absolutely nothing to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Absolutely nothing to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's striking that that is the source of all kinos. That's the source of kina. Why? What? What is it about the kina that makes Vayikonein Yirmiyahu Yishyahu as being the source of all as all kina? That's Sarachiyu number one. That's question number one. Question number two. When it comes to the description of Avelus in the Torah, there's a very, very striking description of Avelus. In Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamid Gimel, Pasuk Dalid, When Klal Yisrael is told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to go with them into the Midbar, directly in the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, what happens? What's the context of it? What happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu witnessed Klal Yisrael serve the Egel Azav. And when he witnessed Klal Yisrael serve the Egel Azav, so then he said, Klal Yisrael, I can't come with you. And what happens? What's Klal Yisrael's reaction? Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Dalid in Parshas Kisisa. The Torah tells us. Vayishma omes hadavar haro hazeh, vayisabolu v'lo shasu ish ed yo'olav. They heard, and they were misabel. What? What just happened? Klal Yisrael had just served the Egel Azav. They had totally rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say that he was going to destroy them. He said, you're now going to go in a way that's not going to have the same Hashgacha Pratis as before. Vayisabolu. And they were misabel. Very interesting. Number one, what happened? After all, at the end of the day, they had just sinned at the Egel Azav. And this Lashon, Avelus, here is used to describe Klal Yisrael's reaction, Vayisabolu. So the second Tzarchim we have is, what is this Avelus over here of Klal Yisrael? And after all, at the end of the day, they had just before, just a few moments before, they had served the Egel Azav. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak in the Psukim prior to that to destroying them. All he says is, he's not going to go with you, Vayisabolu. Tzarchim number three. The Torah Tamima asks a very basic question on the halachos of Kriya. Most Rishonim hold that the mitzvah to tear Kriya is only a mitzvah derabbanan, not a mitzvah d'oraisa. He asks, but isn't there also another mitzvah of Baal Tashchis that you're not allowed to destroy? So, and that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So how could you have a mitzvah of Kriya against the prohibition of Baal Tashchis? And the Torah Tamima answers with the Yisod, which introduces a very basic category in Halacha, which is going to start us off Be'ezer Hashem on the Musar. And that is, the Torah Tamima says, Kriya, God forbid, when someone loses a family member, is not simply a mitzvah. But Kriya serves the purposes that the Gemara describes of a toelas of tearing. The Gemara describes if someone notices that the people at home are acting in a manner that's inappropriate and he wants to create ema, so he destroys something. That's not considered baltashlis, that's a toelas. Says the Torah Tamima, the same thing about Kriyan Avel. What? What does Kriyan Avelus do? He quotes a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis. Kriya on Avelus is miyashev dasa adam. It calms the person down. So what's mukhrach from that Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Torah Tamima quotes in Parsha Shemini, is that Kriya produces a sense of calmness, that there is an anger that's at play in the Avel at the moment of loss. And that's why the Chiyuv of Kriya is dafka b'shas p'tira. What's the Torah Tamima driving at? I think there is a Yisod Gadol that emerges. One way of understanding is just simply that it's an expression of sadness. But we never find that sadness is associated with destruction. Tosis in Moikatan Chavdal Amir Alv writes, then Avel is not Mikayim the mitzvah of simply wearing a beged karua or shiva. But rather, what the Avel has to do is the Avel has to do a Maisa Kriya. With more rayas that I don't want to get into now, I think Kriya is the following expression. Kriya is an expression of actually anger and frustration. And at the moment of Ptira is the realization of the Karov that there is something that's lost and it can never be repaired. There are certain words that one wanted to tell one's father, one's mother, one's brother, one's sister, that one will never have the opportunity to convey. And at that moment, not only is there a tremendous sense of sadness, but there's also a tremendous amount of frustration at the Shas Yitzias Neshama. The first Musar that emerges for us is at the time of Avelus, when there's Avelus Yishana, to realize that every single moment, every single one of us, will come to a moment where it's going to be too late. That there are certain things that we're going to want to say to people we love, certain conversations that we will want to have, that if we don't have them now, then after 120, we will not be able to have those conversations. Certain emotions that we have, certain tikkunim that we want to make, say them now. But there's another yusod that relates to the two forms of avelus, the vayikonin yirmiyol yishio, and also the vayisabolu of Klal Yisrael, that's so, so important in our own avodah. Rav Ram Willig, who actually is Marbitz Torah in this Beis Medrash every week on Thursday night, and about an hour from now, shared with me a beautiful idea that he used to explain the vayisabolu of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had sinned at the Egel Azov, but many of us sin. And there's a time where the Yetzara comes and kicks in. But it's at that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this totsah, the result, not an onesh, the result is that I have to pull myself back from you, that induces Avelus. Avelus in the Torah is not the way the world calls mourning, the sense of loss. Avelus is the expression and response of missed opportunities. That's the essence of what Avelus is. At least in the words of the Torah Vayisabalu, we also have a reference to it in this week's Parsha and Devarim, and clearly in Parsha Shlach by the Ma'pilim, and it's expressed in Parsha Shlach by the Ma'pilim. And that is when Klal Yisrael realizes that there was an opportunity, there was a potential, and we lost that potential. One of my rabbeim that Rav Erik and I went to last Tisha B'Av to hear kinos from described, without alluding to the idea that this is the kino d'oraisa, describes the kino vayikonin yirmiyo al yoshiyahu as the kino, Rabbi Reisen describes it as the kino of lost opportunities. That's consistent with the idea that we're developing. The kino that's d'oraisa is not the kino on the makom hamikdash, as Nefesh HaChaim describes. Once the averos are done, the Beis HaMikdash has to disappear. Kina, mourning, is when a person misses the opportunity. What had happened in the time of Yoshiyahu was Klal Yisrael was on a tremendous momentum of Hirut Tshuva after the Dor of Menashe, where everybody had served Avodah Zarah. Yoshiyahu had led a mass Tshuva movement. But Yoshiyahu made a mistake. And Yoshiyahu overestimated where Klal Yisrael had come. He made an error in the leading of Klal Yisrael. Here was the tremendous opportunity, the last opportunity to forestall the Korban that had been, seemed to have been set in motion by Menashe. That's the Kino D'Oraisa. That's Avelus D'Oraisa, if you will. The Avelus, the realization, when the moment hits that there is a lost opportunity, that potential, that tremendous potential that Klal Yisrael had to entirely restructure the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, Menashe, when that comes, and we had that opportunity, and we lost it, that's the kina of Yirmiyahu that appears in Tanakh. Rabosai, I want to be ma'arich about the notion of potential from a sefer. For those of you who have heard shiurim from me on this concept, so you might know where I'm reading from. The sefer actually has lost its cover. So I want you to try to guess which sefer this is. Listen to the words of the sefer. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es ha'adam v'shlito al ribei rivivon kochos v'olamos ha'misbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man godly powers over the world. Zehu vayivra Elokim es ha'adam b'tzalmo b'tzalem Elokim ki b'tzalem Elokim asa. Shekemo shehu yizbarach shemohu Elokim bal ha'koychos hanimtzon b'chol o'ilamos. Just like God is omnipotent and he has this power of Elokim, kein hishlit ritzono yisparach es ha'adam shehu ha'poseach v'asoger shel kalme alfei ribavos kochos v'olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man that koach of Elokus inside him. Sounds very Hasidish, right? Who's the mechaber of the sefer? This is Nefesh HaChaim. It's Reb Chaim V'lozhin. Reb Chaim V'lozhin, the whole sefer, what I call, I believe very strongly, is the constitution of the yeshivas today. Every single b'nai yeshiva has to know Nefesh HaChaim. The same person who was Miyased Yeshiva, this is the Machshava of the Yeshivos. There's one sefer that represents it, it's definitely this. Reb Chaim V'lozhiner says, to understand everything about Torah, and we could talk about this in the future, how it relates to Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, is a person has to realize, a Ben HaYeshiva has to realize, that his potential is close to unlimited, almost, just a darga below HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Ba'atzmo. You know what that means? That means that most people, they go through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the Avelus is an Avelus of their potential that was lost. That's the Avodas Hayom, part of the Avodas Hayom of Tisha B'Av. Realizing that the odds are that you and I will also be potential that's lost. You know, Shmuel came over to me tonight. I apologize, Shmuel, just happened tonight. I'm going to pick on a couple of guys, so I ask you, Mechila, Latov, I'm going to pick on you. Shmuel came over to me tonight, and he said he was writing an article, and he was trying to imitate the style of the chief rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, of England. So I thought to myself, that's interesting. Rabbi Sacks has a very, very inimitable style, unique koach. And then Rabosai, then I thought to myself, and I thought about many of the guys in the summer call. I said to myself, are there many other people in the world that have the potential to become the chief rabbi of England as much as Shmuel does? What are the odds are that he's going to happen? That's going to happen is pretty slim. But there's a tremendous mechayev that every single one of us has with the kofos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Are there many more people that have the kochos to become the next Rav Gedalia Hochberg in the Mir Yeshiva like Eli Kirshner. Not many other people who have that koach. What I'm bringing out is that the tremendous koach that is inside of us, sometimes these are things that people don't even think about. Mamish don't even think about. Let me throw out a few practical examples, not just these allegories. Reb Chizkiyo Nevinzal learns 18 Prakim Mishnayis a day. Many of you could do it if you set your mind to it. There are people who do Shas every couple of years. Most people here, if they set their mind, could do that. There are people here who can know Dalei Chelkei Shulchan Aruch Kol if they set their mind to it. There are people here who could be Baki in Machshava if they set their mind to it. There are people here who could be top-notch Torah therapists if they set their mind to it. I'm talking about world-famous people, the next Rabbi Tversky. There are people here who could become some of the greatest doctors and Talmidei Chacham, Posek doctors. There are people here who could be the next future philosophers of Klal Yisrael. To be all of them, that's very hard. To be four or five of them, Rav Moshe Feinstein was. That's very, very hard. But one of them, almost every single person here has that koach. And the zman of Avelus is mechayev every single one of us to ask ourselves if the definition of Avelus is lost potential, is mechayev every single one of us to ask, are we really, really, really maximizing our potential? The potential that's inside of every person is so, so, so great. And the biggest avera that I see that most B'nai HaYeshiva fall to is the lack of recognition of their tremendous potential, their tremendous koach. Rav Bina tells a story that when he goes to B'nai Brak, there's a fellow that he likes to run into, who claims that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was offered as a shidduch for his daughter. And he passed it up, and Rav Yashav grabbed it, and the rest is history. And he explained, Rav Chaim Kanievsky was okay in the yeshiva. He learned in the Lumji yeshiva. He was all right. He was good. But compared to the person that he picked for his daughter, I'm not advocating the whole system, just describing a reality. The person that he picked for his daughter was someone who was a star in the yeshiva. And I asked myself when I heard that story, so what happens? This fellow, it seems, even from the father-in-law's own attestment, was okay, but never became great. Why is it that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if he was average in his talents, assuming that, they say the Netziv was average in his talents, why is it that they became great, and yet so many other people let their potential fall by the wayside? And I think there are two nekudos. The two nekudos are for a person to surround themselves, or even just to observe, not necessarily entirely surround themselves, but observe greatness, internalize greatness when they see it. That's number one. And number two is to be honest on what their abilities truly are. And if you're honest with what your kochos are, if you look inside and you find what your kochos are, whatever those kochos can lead to greatness. That could lead to godless. And that, again, is the avera of our dar. It's a pshara. Not a pshara not to become Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's a one in a billion. But godless, every single one of us could achieve. If a person looks inside and then he sees his kochos and then says, with these kochos, I want to attain greatness, then he can. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky looked inside. He saw his father's greatness. He was exposed to greatness. And he saw that people can become great. And then he looked inside and said, okay, what am I good at? Now again, I'm theorizing, I could be totally wrong. Maybe next time when we go, I'll try to have the guts to ask him that. Maybe not. But I feel more comfortable in a sugya. He feels more comfortable in a sugya, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, I believe that's what happened. He looked inside and he said, wait a second. So I don't have, I'm sorry if I'm saying this on a recording, I'm sorry if I'm saying this publicly, I'm saying L'Toelas HaChinuch, I don't have my father's Koach and Lomdus. But I read Gemara and I remember. And I'm just going to pound, and I'm going to pound, and I'm going to pound. And then one day I'm going to write what I remember. And one day I'm going to put together that in a sefer, which is going to become the Mishnah Berurah in all of Halachos and Mitzvos HaTloyos Baras. That's godless. Not necessarily saying that I'm going to be this and that and that and that, but being showy for greatness, noticing what greatness is around oneself, and then being honest, looking inside, and then being able to actualize that. And most Talmidim don't do either of those things. They're not willing to say, wow, to surround themselves or to look and say, wow, this is godless. I could take a piece of that, Aleph, and Beis, then also we often don't look inside and say, this is my koch, this is what I can accomplish. Let me give you two examples where I try to do it, which are two extreme examples. Either extreme, where I looked around and I saw something and I said, wow, why can't we be doing a little bit of that? In YU, for some reason, covering ground, I never felt as a bacher going through the yeshiva, then in the kollel, then in the kollel elyon, and then as a rebbe, I never was exposed to the idea of really covering ground. And then I had this chus, like many here, to be around Rav Nevinsal, and I saw that there's a tremendous gadlus in just reading and remembering what you read. I'm not saying this should be someone's derech halimud, but I noticed, wow, there's something here that I'm exposed to that I never noticed before. How many times when a person goes through life in the Beis Medrash, life in the outside world, does a person stop and say to himself, wow, there's something great that's taking place. But there's another place you could look. You don't have to only look at Gedolei Torah. I mentioned to some of the Talmidim that Rav Hirshhorn taught the weakest boys in Netiv Aryeh. He taught them in one day, as a review, all of Maseches Megillah. All of Maseches Megillah. They did Maseches Megillah from 9 in the morning to 12 at night. Now, doesn't one, when you see that godless, doesn't one have to ask oneself and say, wait a second, am I covering enough ground? If a boy who just started learning 5 months ago, by hearing a good Maggid Shir, is able to do all of Maseches Megillah, say, how much am I doing in a day? So the learning of greatness doesn't necessarily have to be from someone who's your father or someone who's even a gadol b'Torah. But to realize, to be toveya from oneself, am I utilizing all of my potential? Rabosai, in high school, with this I conclude, I had a friend who I remember never got less than 100 on any of the exams, both in the Mudei Kodesh and the Mudei Chol. He was a Bor Sid She'ena Ma'abe Teipa, and I'm sure he still is. And now, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and I said to him, wait a second, you live in his neighborhood. What's he doing now? So he said to me, this person didn't know we knew each other from high school. He knows me from Netiv Aryeh. Says to me, how do you know him? Says he's a successful lawyer. So I said to him, we were in high school together. I said to him, do you know I never met someone with such kochos of zikaron and such tfisa? Never. In Tarvadas, and even after, I never met such a person. I remember coming home to my father and saying to my father, Dad, it's not fair. He, Mamish, doesn't forget anything. So my father said, okay. So he remembers everything. So you have a different koach. You won't remember everything. So you won't be Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, that's a reality. Those are the realities that we have to accept. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be able to learn with Talmidim. I asked him, what's he doing today? He says, how do you know him? I said, what are you talking about? He was a top boy in high school. He could have been a dayan today in Yerushalayim, one of the top, most famous dayanim. I said, really? said he doesn't learn today. Doesn't learn. Maybe he learns a few minutes a day. And he was a very, very sincere young man. And he's a sincere fellow even to this day, I'm sure. But what happened? What happened was no one, Lania's deity, no one told him or convinced him, and he didn't look inside of himself and say to himself, I am shoeif for something. I am shoeif for something in godless Torah. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been a lawyer. He could have very well been a lawyer. Great. Some of the greatest, Rav Schefter always likes to say that some of his best Talmidim are professionals. They said some of them are much bigger Talmidei Chacham than people who are Magidei Shiurim today. For sure. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone who's going to be a lawyer is also going to be a Gadol Torah. And that's a question that we have to ask ourselves. Because Chas v'chalila, the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, could also go on our own potential. Vayikonein Yirmiyo al Yoshio. Yoshio represents that tremendous potential and that potential lost. And that's kinah min haTorah. That is the source of all kinos, not the kinos of the Avelus HaMikdash. The Avelus HaMikdash was an a priori event that was destined to happen, as Nevesh HaChaim explains in other places. But every single one of us has to ask ourselves that question. That koach, is that something that I've tapped into, I've thought about? Or is it a koach that the odds are is going to be one of those potentials that ultimately was lost?